Shalom to all the Midrashet Lindenbaum alumni. This is Menachem Liebtag. I'd like to share with you a short thought for Parshat Va'era. It's rather frustrating when someone gives you a job to do and you fail the job. But it's even more frustrating when someone gives you a job to do and wants you to fail. What am I referring to? If we look in the beginning of Perek Zayin, in Parshat Va'era, in Sefer Shemot, when God introduces Moshe Rabbeinu, and tells him to go to Pharaoh to perform all the miracles, there's a unit in Sefer Shemot from Perek Zayin to Perikid Aleph. It's easy to remember from chapter 7 to 11. In this unit, we have what's called the nine plagues. And I'm sure you remember they have groups of three each. Each group of three plagues has something in common. And there's a pattern that repeats itself. But even though every plague is distinct and separate, there's one theme that ties all the plagues together. And that is, no matter what the plague is, at the end of the plague, God wants Pharaoh to harden his heart and not agree to Moshe's request. In the beginning of Perek Zayin, God tells Moshe, I want you to go to Pharaoh and tell him, Shlach dami v'yavduni, go to Pharaoh and tell him, send the people out to serve me. And that's Moshe's request. And he's hoping that the plagues will convince Pharaoh to send the people out to serve their God. But God tells Moshe, even though I'm going to bring a plague, and the purpose of the plague is to convince Pharaoh to send the people out to serve me in the desert, I want Pharaoh to say no. Or basically, Moshe, your job is to fail. Beg Pharaoh, try to convince him to send my people out, and I want him not to listen to you. And I'm going to make sure he won't listen to you. And the question is, why the need for this game? Why is it that God wants Moshe Rabbeinu to fail every time he goes to Pharaoh? How come he causes Pharaoh to harden his heart? Why can't Pharaoh send the people out after one plague, two plagues, three plagues? Why is God waiting 10 plagues until Pharaoh finally decides to send the people out? And more so, why does God want Pharaoh to change his mind? And why is he sending Moshe on a job where Moshe's job is basically to fail? If you pay attention, when you read the Parsha, you'll see at the end of every plague, either the last line or the line before the end, it'll either say, and Pharaoh hardened his heart, or God hardened Pharaoh's heart. Either the word lekaved made his heart heavy, or vaychazek, or he hardened his heart, without going to the difference between which each of those verbs means. But the basic idea is the same, that Pharaoh's heart is hardened, and he decides not to send the people out, and hence Moshe fails his job each time. I think the reason has to do with a deeper question. Why the need for all the trickery? In other words, why is God telling Moshe to tell Pharaoh, send my people up to serve me in the desert? Why can't he just ask for freedom? Because we're going to leave Egypt anyhow. Most commentators assume that it's part of a sort of a trick, that something the Rashbam calls a derech chokhmah. Rashbam claims that Pharaoh would never say yes to freedom, but he might say yes to religious freedom, to go worship their God. And then once he gives permission to go serve their God, we simply won't return. But again, why use trickery when there's no need to? Once God brings 10 plagues, Pharaoh would say yes to anything if his life is on the line. What I want to suggest is that this is part of a wider plan that God has. And the main goal of God's plan, it's not simply to convince Pharaoh to let us go, but rather God needs Pharaoh, not just Pharaoh, but the entire Egyptian people to expel the Jews from Egypt. And I'll make a bold assumption, which I think Jewish history sort of proves or supports, is that if the Egyptians would not throw us out of Egypt, if we were not expelled from Egypt, not everyone would have left. Had Pharaoh only given the Jews permission to go and serve their God, or only permission to go and leave the country, I highly doubt that everyone would leave, surely not everyone overnight at the same time, and surely not with great wealth. God's goal is to make sure that the entire Jewish nation, everyone accounted for, is out of Egypt with great wealth. How is God going to accomplish that goal? We need to cause the Egyptian people to be totally convinced, not just Pharaoh, but the entire Egyptian people, that it's in the interest of the Egyptians that the Jews serve their God in the desert. And if we don't serve our God in the desert, there'll be more and more plagues, and it's going to cause us all to lose our lives and our livelihood. How does God convince the Jewish people? By plague after plague. Each plague, almost every plague, is preceded with a warning. And the warning says, if we don't serve our God in the desert, this plague will happen. So the plague happens, and then it stops. So the people keep on changing their mind. But little by little, after nine, finally after 10 plagues, we need the entire Egyptian people to be totally convinced that the reason for these consecutive plagues, one after the next, and each one getting more difficult, and each one coming from a different angle, the underlying reason for these plagues happening is because the Jews have to serve the God in the desert. One example, actually it's the first line of Parshat Bo, but it's the conclusion of everything that happened in Parshat Va'era. In Perek Yud Pasuk Zayin, the servants of Pharaoh, or basically Pharaoh's advisors, come and tell him, how long are we going to allow these people to stay and hold them back? Send them out to serve their God. If we don't, we're all going to die. Little by little, not just Pharaoh and his advisors, but the entire Egyptian people are convinced that the only way to stop the plagues is for the Jews to serve their God. And what puts the icing on the cake at the 10th plague is that the 10th plague only hits people who did not bring a sacrifice. And when they looked at all the Jewish houses that brought a sacrifice and no one was killed, and every Egyptian home, people were killed, that convinces everyone in Egypt that Jewish sacrifice works and can prevent the plague. And therefore, after the 10th plague, everyone in Egypt is convinced the only way to stop these plagues and for things to get worse and more people to die, the Jews have to go serve the God in the desert. Therefore, that night after the 10th plague, not just Pharaoh and all the Egyptian people are encouraging the Jews, go serve your God. If we remember it, in Perek Yud Bet, in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, it says, "V'techazach Mitzrayim al'am lamher l'shacham min ha'aretz ki amru kulanu metim." The Egyptian people are forcing the Jews out to go serve their God. In fact, the Pasuk we quote for why we eat matzah in Pasuk Lamed Tet in Perek Yud Bet, what does it say? It says, "V'yafu et ha'batzek," we baked the dough that we took out of Egypt. We baked it as matzah. Why? Ki goshu mimitzrayim, because we were expelled from Egypt. V'lo yichud litmameach. It's not that we were in a rush, but rather we were rushed out by the Egyptian people. And what I want to suggest is, when we're being rushed out, and Egypt is so eager for us to go serve our God, anything we ask for, anything we want to borrow, they'll be more than happy to lend us. Just go. We need nice clothes to wear, borrow our clothes. We need jewelry, borrow our jewelry. The men need, we'll see, arms. We leave chamushim, we leave armed. And the plagues, the consecutive plagues that are preceded by warning after warning and then changing their mind and then another plague and another warning, little by little, the entire Egyptian people are slowly convinced that it's in Egypt's interest that the Jews serve their God in the desert. That way, in one night, the night that we bring the Korban Pesach, everyone is well fed, everyone's dressed, everyone's in their home, everyone's accounted for. And that night, the Egyptian people expel us from Egypt to go serve our God. In that manner, we leave with great wealth. We can borrow as much as we want. Everyone's accounted for. And the entire Jewish nation leaves Egypt. Not because we want to leave Egypt, because the Egyptian people force us out of Egypt. Unfortunately, many times in Jewish history, God gives us opportunities, and we don't take those opportunities to leave on our own. Sometimes God will need to use a foreign people to remind us where we belong. And hopefully, the next time God gives us an opportunity, or maybe he's giving us an opportunity to return to our land and become a nation, it's best if we do it on our own volition and not have to wait for other people to expel us to come back to our homeland. Everyone should have a Shabbat Shalom.